A local refugee resettlement agency is taking exception to new Trump administration policies to reduce the number of refugees allowed permanent residency in the United States. Canopy of Northwest Arkansas held a press conference yesterday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Surrounded by refugee families, faith, and community leaders, Emily Crane Lynn, executive director of Canopy, blasted the Trump administration for crippling refugee resettlement in America.
For decades, the U.S. has admitted an average of 85,000 of the world's most vulnerable refugees per year, leading the world in this vital humanitarian endeavor. Since taking office, President Trump has consistently cut the refugee admissions number each year, causing the backlog of refugees awaiting resettlement to balloon and dozens of refugee resettlement agencies across the country to close their doors.
The United Nations Refugee Agency works with 9 U.S. religious and secular resettlement agencies that partner and fund federally sanctioned community resettlement nonprofits like Canopy to find permanent new homes for individuals fleeing political, religious, or civil persecution. Last Thursday, President Trump announced he was slashing the number of refugees allowed entry into the U.S. to only 18,000. The new limit, Crane Lynn says, imperils the elaborate U.S.-funded framework established in 1980 to assist refugees.
This latest refugee admission ceiling is so devastatingly low that it is tantamount to ending the refugee resettlement program altogether.
Crane Lynn, speaking on behalf of resettled Congo native Sikutu Ambuto, holding her toddler, was expecting other family members, also refugees, to join her in Fayetteville.
Now, it very well could be years.
According to the latest UN data, of nearly 71 million forcibly displaced people around the world, nearly 26 million are classified as refugees. Half are children. Most come from war-torn Syria, Afghanistan, and South Sudan. Add to that more than 300,000 new asylum seekers from economically collapsed Venezuela. UN refugees seeking permanent American residence are intensely vetted, but under the Trump administration, the numbers let in have greatly dwindled, Crane Lynn says.
When you look at the number of refugees in the world today, at this point, more than 26 million, it's essentially zero.
And given their circumstances, many remain in refugee camps for years, says Abwe Abidi, Sikutu's husband, speaking in French.
Les camps de réfugiés sont de tombes ouvertes.
Refugee camps are tombs.
Parce que tant de maladies.
Because they're rife with sickness.
La faim.
Hunger.
Et tout cela emporte des milliers de personnes.
And all of this kills thousands of people every year.
Trump's mandate to further tighten U.S. borders have gravely disrupted the processing of incoming refugees, Crane Lynn says.
Over 70 refugees waiting to travel to Northwest Arkansas, whose futures are now on hold as a result of this decision on the part of the president. Nearly half of these are children. Nationally, nearly 40,000 refugees have already been interviewed by a USCIS officer and have been approved to come to the United States. 8,000 of them are already ready to travel. And there are over 100,000 more who have been referred to the United States Resettlement Program and have begun the vetting process. All of them are now in jeopardy as the system designed to carry them to safety has been, for all intents and purposes, shut down.
The reason Trump says he's cutting global refugee resettlement is to concentrate resources on the southern U.S. border, where 48,000 undocumented immigrants from Mexico and Central America this year sought asylum. Crane Lynn says since Canopy was founded in 2016, the agency has helped many families.
So over the last almost 3 years, we've resettled 166 refugees from almost a dozen countries,
including Ukraine, Burma, Rwanda, Kenya, Senegal, Honduras, and El Salvador. Trump also issued an executive order requiring cities and states to provide written consent before accepting UN-vetted refugees.
All I can say is that we work very collaboratively with our local community, including our city government, our state government. We have great relationships with our mayors, with our governor, with the local public assistance agencies, our local schools.
Canopy co-founder Clint Schneckloth, who pastors this church, also addressed the assembly.
This decision by the president is a dismantling of one of the most important ministries that religious communities and churches all across the United States participate in. It's a direct attack on the church. It's a direct attack on religious and faith communities. It's a direct attack on all social service organizations that want to care for refugees.
Because Canopy is the only refugee resettlement agency in Arkansas, it won't be forced to close, but the nonprofit is poised to lose nearly $250,000 in federal funding next year because of Trump's admissions cuts. That's why Emily Crane Lynn has, since early 2017, been cultivating collaborations with private funders, individual donors in this state, to continue to house, feed, clothe, and vocationally train any incoming refugees so they may assume independent lives in Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.